أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for this blessed month of Ramadan for this year. And as we continue in our theme of living the Quran through the living Quran, on day number 12 we want to look at the topic of family ties. Now before we go to the verse and the brief explanation, we know that the family is one of the most important bonds within the religion of Islam. Maintaining family ties, ensuring that we as believers are connected to our family members, whether they be via blood relation or through marriage. And also we look at the family as a community and the extension of our family to be our community members. We see that Allah has mentioned many verses of the importance of maintaining family ties, and obviously the traditions from the Prophet and his noble family, may God's peace and blessings be upon all of them, are, there's so many of them to talk about the family. Let us first review the verse of the Quran for today and then come back to the brief review on maintaining family ties.
وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوصَلَ وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ.
These are the persons who keep the ties of love and relationship Allah has commanded to be kept, who hold their Lord in awe, and who dread the evil reckoning. Without a doubt, one of the commandments that God has repeatedly mentioned within the Quran, and something which the leaders of our faith have emphasized in the traditions, is to maintain the ties of the family. Now, obviously, one of the questions which may come up is, well, how, what are the limits of the family ties? At one level, we're told that they are the blood relatives, so our parents, our siblings, our uncles, our aunts, our cousins. But also at the same level, interestingly enough, we also have to realize that once we get into marriage, we then become the part of an extended family. So our in-laws, our mother and father-in-law, our brother-in-laws, our sister-in-laws, these all also become under this umbrella of maintaining family ties. And according to also opinions we have, is that the entire Muslim ummah, the community, becomes one big family. Because as we know in Surah Hujurat, chapter 49, God tells us that the believers are brothers and sisters of one another. And so ultimately we owe a deal of reverence and love and respect to all of our religionists, and obviously those who have, we can say, a greater share in this rite of maintaining ties would be our blood relatives first and foremost, and then from there our extended family members. We should also note that when we talk about family ties, to maintain them, what does this mean? Is it just to send an email every now and then to communicate on WhatsApp or any instant messaging service? Now obviously times will change, modes of communication change, the way we meet one another do change, and obviously we're not all expected to physically travel to wherever our in-laws or family members or siblings live. If we can do that once in a year or once every few years, that's ideal. But obviously we realize the realities of the world, and sometimes we live far away from one another. So we have to appreciate that maintaining family ties will take on a different understanding in every era. But at least we have to ensure that we keep the doors of communication open, and not only by a message or a text or a greeting or a phone call even, but scholars also tell us that this also includes financial relationships, financial support. If we have a sibling, or maybe if our parents, or if we're parents and our children are not in a good situation, one aspect of maintaining family ties would be to help our own family members out first. Sometimes we get caught up in these fundraising events where we donate money to causes in other parts of the world, which is all well and good. But we don't see that our own family members may be suffering. Our parents may be in a difficult financial situation. Maybe we have a brother or a sister who's been unemployed and they can't find a job and they have mortgages and bills to pay. We should be focusing on our family before we go outside. This is an interpretation we have on this verse of maintaining family ties. As we close, As a reminder for all of us that maintaining family ties is such an important vision of Islam that it put through for social cohesion and family cohesion, that this is a theme repeated many times in the Quran. And just to give you one final example, in chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, the chapter of the women, God tells us to not only have the reverence of God, have the taqwa of God, but to ensure that we maintain those wombs that bore us, maintain the ties of the family. And again, that will go under all of the various explanations that we have given. And as we continue in this blessed month of Ramadan, let us see to it that in addition to our prayers, our acts of goodness, our supplications, that if we have a family member, maybe that we haven't spoken to for weeks or months or years, whether they be, you know, living in the same city or across the world, let us take this opportunity in Ramadan to forgive and forget, to open up the doors of dialogue with our family members, even if they may have wronged us, to let bygones be bygones, and to ensure that we live up to this verse of the Quran, that we maintain and we protect the ties of the family. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.